just calling to say hello and wish you a happy summer, and I hope you had a great last day of school with your kids and enjoy that gift card that you're going to be getting. We'll talk to you later. Bye.
Hey, Archer, this is John, your Asian sister. I just want to bitch slap you because out of jealousy because you are getting a MacBook. I am so jealous, that's all I'm going to say. And also, did you say leave a message and hang up on your outgoing message? Of course I'm going to hang up. Maybe I won't. Maybe I'm just going to keep on talking and do a podcast on Archer's comment line. So yeah, lucky you. You have to tell us all about it when you get your MacBook, okay? I am so excited. Oh, I'm so jealous. I want to get one too, but I'm not getting it yet. For some reasons, I'm not getting it yet. Oh, I almost got killed. I guess I'm driving home from my other work. So I will, I'm anxious to hear all about your MacBook. Okay, bye. I'm hanging up now, okay?
Hey, Archer, this is Tom, a.k.a. Ramble Redhead. Just want to leave you another quick message to let you know that I'm currently in Illinois, and I'm on Illinois Route 171, which is also called Archer Avenue. And the ironic thing is I was listening to your show, and I was going back because I caught up on all your shows, and so I was listening to your older ones, and I thought it was kind of cool. So I thought I'd call and tell you that I was driving on Archer Avenue, listening to Archer, and now I'm leaving a message for Archer. So I hope you have a great day. Keep up the great work. And again, I want to set up a time to talk with you, and it doesn't have to be just the weekend either, just so you know. I just need to be at a hotel that has a good internet connection so that we can talk. So I hope to talk to you soon, and hope you're having a great day, and all that good stuff. So take care. Bye-bye. Hey, Archer. This is your daily message from the Ramble Redhead Show. Just want you to know I'm listening to all last week's shows because I was behind. And I have to tell you, I listened to the one when we were at the CVS, and you had the little personal space thing violated, and that pissed you off. But I was laughing hysterically when you talked about when people are so close you can smell their lunch. I thought that was too good. And I had the pleasure of talking to Mr. Mark last night via Skype, and so we had a good talk, and we did a little bit for my show. So don't be jealous, but I want you to be on as soon as possible, because you and the boyfriend, if possible, because you guys were great. And I'll talk to you soon, and I hope you have a great weekend. I'm going to a commitment ceremony this Saturday. My cousin is getting hitched to her partner, and so I'm excited about seeing that. It's been a long time waiting for that, and so I'm looking forward to that. So have a wonderful, wonderful day, and I'm going to do a podcast on that. So be good. Take care. Bye-bye.
This is Arch of ArcherRadio.com. Today is Friday, June 23rd, 2006, and we have the boyfriend back. Say hi, boyfriend.
Hi, boyfriend.
He just cracked his knuckles on the microphone. Now, boys and girls, you just heard all the voicemails we've had lately. We heard from Beth, and she actually left that message on the My Chingo audio voice messaging thing on the website. Thank you, Beth. I hope you're having a wonderful summer, too. Did you have anything you wanted to say to Beth, honey?
Hi, Beth.
Hi, Beth. Thank you, Beth. Then we heard from John Ong, and John Ong, you should be jealous, whore, because I'm getting that MacBook in about a week. So
I'm not jealous at all. You know why?
Why?
I don't even know what a MacBook is.
It's a laptop. I showed it to you, honey. Do you remember that?
Can I use the Ditto machine now?
No, we don't have Ditto machines. Anyway, John Hong.
I want a brand new transistor radio.
Okay, I'll get that for you for your birthday. They're like 49 cents.
I want to get all the AM radio stations.
You're letting your technology show.
what's technology?
Exactly. Anyway.
Oh, you're heartless.
No, I'm not.
You are.
Anyway, thank you, John, for the message. That was a cute message. It's like you're just thinking of things to say to fill time.
No, I think John Ong is very sweet, and he's very talented.
He is amazingly talented. I love John Ong.
I know. I wish he'd compose a song for me. Do you think he has a song for history teachers?
I doubt it.
I bet he does.
Well, he has to know you relatively intimately to...
We're special. You know why?
Special Ed. I'm just kidding. Why are you special? Do you know what that click is?
No access.
That's the boyfriend.
No sex.
Locking the chastity belt. He does it all the time. If I do something he doesn't like, he takes his little his fingers and turns a key.
Well, right. Because history teachers have a reputation for being boring. And who cares about history? And that was the worst subject in school. Well, we're special too. And I think we deserve a special song, the history teacher song.
Well, but are you a podcaster?
I'm a guest on a podcast.
But he only makes songs for podcasters.
Oh, I guess I'm less than special. Okay, go on.
Do you think, let me ask you this, do you think if you started your own history podcast that John Ong would make a song for you?
Absolutely.
And how many listeners do you think a history podcast would have? Dead air is not good on a podcast, honey.
Well, there would be me. I know you would listen.
I would download it. I'm not so sure I would listen to it.
You're not support. He's just unsupportive.
I would listen to your
show. It's my life. History is my life.
I would listen to your show as much as you listen to mine.
I listen to yours. You don't believe me, but I listen to it almost every night.
Okay. Then I would listen to yours. I would.
No, you wouldn't.
I would, and then we could have discussions.
Then I'd give you a pop quiz.
Exactly. We could have discussions about it. And I would pass your quizzes.
No, you wouldn't. I'd make them very hard.
Just like I do now. Every time you talk history with me, I have to pass the quiz, and I pass every single one.
You never do. You never do.
I pass every single one. Okay, let's move on, though. Because then you heard, after John Ong's delicious message, thank you, John, we heard two messages from the Ramble Redhead. And he was just telling us, as you heard, about enjoying the shows. But then he talked about he recorded some audio with Mark of Remarkably Mark and the Remarkable Palette podcast for the Ramble Redhead show. And he said, don't get jealous, but I am extremely jealous because that means they were able to work out a time before Ramble Redhead and I were able to work out a time. So, yes, I'm jealous, Ramble, but don't worry, I'll get over it. I'm just teasing with you. Anyway, so thank you all for all those messages. Appreciate those very much. You know how I love the voicemail. Now, as you heard on yesterday's show, the boyfriend and I went to listen to Lost Lonely Boys at Wolf Trap. And I said that I was going to try to stick some audio at the end of that show, but I never got around to it, so I didn't. However, definitely on today's show at the end, I'm going to be playing the recorded live version of Heaven by Lost Lonely Boys.
Long-haired hottie.
Is that what you thought of it?
The lead singer is a long-haired hottie.
Yes. I do have to admit, he is pretty hot. Oh, excuse me, I'm not supposed to do that.
No, you're not.
Did you hear it? Was it really
loud? I did.
Travis is going to unsubscribe.
Well, then don't do it.
I try not to. I can't help it. Anyway, let's talk about the concert. So, we went to Wolf Trap and we took a nice dinner and some wine and sat out on the lawn.
Oh, let's talk about dinner. Who cooked dinner?
I believe it was Balducci's.
No, I believe it was the boyfriend who cooked dinner.
Boy Ducci.
As he's turning down my microphone.
Because you're getting closer
to the microphone. He's turning down my microphone.
Because you're getting closer to the microphone. You have to maintain a...
I haven't moved my head. You have it in a vise. Okay. I literally cannot move my head.
Let's talk about dinner then. Go ahead. You cooked it. It was absolutely delicious.
Well, it was very quiet. It was simple fare. I cooked, I grilled some chicken strips with my own spices. I make my own spice mix, but I won't say what spices are in it.
Yeah, because you're afraid I won't eat it. Because
Archer will never eat it if I tell him what's in it. But I make my own blend, and so I sprinkle that on top, the chicken strips, and then very, very, very light barbecue sauce. I'm not a big barbecue sauce fan, but...
No, but you know, it was just enough.
I think enough. Yeah.
Now, let me ask you about the chicken strips. Were they already cut into strips, or did you have to...
Oh, yeah.
Oh, okay.
I did it the easy way.
Okay.
And then, Archer's favorite...
Eggplant.
I grilled eggplant.
Mm, yeah. Yeah.
You ate the whole container.
I did not.
I had a container for me and a container for you.
I did not. You did not? You had one container.
This is kind of my own concoction, and remarkably palate mark might say, oh my God. However.
Wait, you said remarkably palate.
What?
It's remarkably mark and remarkable palate podcast.
But it's all the same. He'll understand.
He will understand.
I can't keep it all straight. You podcasters have so many different shows and so many different personas. I can't remember them all.
I'm not a persona. I'm just me. And remarkably, Mark is just him.
But he has two shows or two...
Yeah, but they're two totally different shows.
I can't keep them straight, but he'll understand.
He will understand. Go
anyway,
ahead.
Anyway, so I salted my eggplant. I let them drip for half an hour because they're bitter and you have to
Wait a minute. What do you mean dripped? Are they all soaking wet?
No, when you salt them and you leave them stand, my grandmother taught me this trick. They begin to sweat.
Oh.
My grandmother can do amazing things with eggplant. Anyway, so I did that, and then I seasoned them with this garlic powder, some dried herbs, and salt and pepper. Because I knew we were going to be going out to the concert. So things you could... Barbecue chicken-friendly, I guess,
herbs.
Quick things you could... herbs and things.
But now, did you fry them, or...
I grilled them. They were grilled.
Oh.
And then I drizzled some olive oil on top. And it only takes... I don't know, a couple of them. And you see, I turn them when you get the grill marks.
Mm-hmm.
I thin them very...
thinly sliced.
Slice them very thinly, or very thin. And then I drizzled olive oil on top, and then I flipped them over. And then I grated some Parmesan cheese on top
of
them.
I did recognize the Parmesan cheese.
And I thought they tasted fine for something that was concocted in, 2 minutes. And so we had that with a very, very lovely rosé, a Spanish rosé.
I can't remember the name of it, can you?
Viña Aljedo. Aljedi?
Something like that.
Something like that. I know.
It was very good.
But we'll have to specify which on a later show, because it really was a very, very nice rosé. It was Rosado from Spain. And this was made with Syrah.
That's right.
So it had a very nice body to it.
And we're not used to rosés with
color.
Syrah, right?
Well, the Iberian rosés or the French rosés, it's whatever red grape they throw in the tank.
Okay.
So it could be, in that area it would be Syrah or it could be Cabernet, whatever. It's only here in America we're required to put the grape on the bottle. So this had a lovely color. It had a nice body, and I had that with. I bought a bean salad from the Safeway, a Mexican bean, which I think is very good. It's got corn and a couple of beans in there.
What did I call it? Goulash,
something like that. I don't know.
Succotash or something.
But it really wasn't. But we brought that along with some cheeses and crackers and. And so that rosé was just lovely.
And it went very well with the meal. And the meal was very good. Now, luckily,
and you loved that eggplant.
It was very good.
It was very good.
It was very good.
You say that like you mean it.
It was very good.
I've got those boots on and I'll kick your ass.
No, they're not going to believe this twice that you have boots on.
I'm actually bootless. I'm barefoot.
Yeah. But you are wearing your pantaloons.
Well, let's talk about that.
Let's talk.
I had back problems this weekend.
He has. The poor boyfriend. I feel so bad for him.
Well, I hurt my back, and then I decided, thinking I'm 25 going on 43, decided I was going to play tennis on a back that had not healed.
Right.
And not only did I re-injure my back, because I played a professional who killed me.
Yeah.
But I worked up this...
Well, we mentioned
dime-sized.
We mentioned
Luster.
That yesterday on yesterday's show, I think today it looks worse than it did yesterday.
Oh, I think it's healing, but it's going to look like this for a couple of days, I think.
So, because of your back, you were laying on the couch this afternoon.
On a heating pad.
I got out my PMS heating pad.
Yeah.
And because the boyfriend's PMSing. And
I'm lactating, too.
That's right, because he's got these little stains on his T-shirt.
My breasts are heaving.
So, he was laying on the couch in his night pants. With the heating pad.
Actually, I was pantless too.
Yeah, he was naked there for a while.
Well, because I wanted that. I wanted the heat on my skin. My back was hurting me so badly.
Yeah.
That I wanted that, and it felt so good.
And you kept that heating pad on for like an hour.
Yeah.
Are you feeling better?
It feels much better. I'm going to have another 20-minute session when we get off.
I think you should, because I want your back to be in good shape.
I know, because I'm doing a clinic, tennis clinic next week.
And your feet will be in the air tonight. You're going to need those back muscles to hold up those feet.
Oh, I don't recall that activity being on this calendar.
Check the schedule. It's your turn.
Oh, it's my turn for my leg exercises?
Yes. Leg lifts.
Are we talking about the Pilates video that we're going to watch?
No, I'm talking about the porn video we're going to reenact.
You are so dirty.
I am dirty. Let's move on to the next topic, okay? Yeah. Now, you are not aware of this because you don't listen to this show, but today, Friday, June 23rd, is the one-year anniversary of the Little Fatty Cast. You've heard me talk about them before.
Yeah.
I went ahead, I called their listener line and left a message with congratulations of their one-year anniversary, and so that they could play that on the show. But I had forgotten that it was 1 year old. So anyway, I heard that on their show today, and I also heard that Big Fatty finally listened to Archer Radio.
Good for him.
Because Big Fatty has not been a listener of Archer Radio, even though Larry Vader is. But Big Fatty was talking about that he had listened to my show, and I was talking about Big Brother and how I couldn't remember what other podcaster that I know listens to or watches Big Brother. And as it turns out, it's Big Fatty who likes to watch Big Brother. And that's going to be starting next week. The week after, I guess.
I don't like that show.
I know you don't. We talked about that. But Big Fatty and I will definitely be following that because Big Fatty is a huge game show watcher.
They're mean people.
Yeah, but it's...
They're doing dishonest things.
That's what people
it's
like about it.
It's symptomatic of American society. That's ahead.
Here we go.
Well...
I just wanted to mention, sweetheart, that it was the Little Fatty Cast one-year anniversary today.
Okay.
We can go into the social effects of Big Brother later. But now, do you know what happened to me this afternoon? Well, of course you know what happened to me this afternoon.
You got stung by some flying critter.
By something. And
you woke me up to tell me about it.
I was going to say, you want to tell that story? What happened?
Well, let's backtrack to last night. Archer was, let's just say I called him Snoreen this morning. Snoreen kept me up all night long with her snoring activities.
Well, but
finally at 2:30, I poked you with my fist for one last time. I said, "Honey, I can't sleep. You're snoring too much."
You said, "I can't get to sleep."
So then you popped pills down my throat.
Yeah, I said,
and said, "There, bitch, sleep."
Now see, your mouth moved closer to the microphone.
I'm making a point. Anyway,
but no,
let me clarify
a little bit.
What?
We went to bed. I had no problem falling asleep.
I know, and I fell asleep too. But then you started snoring.
But I only snore when I'm laying on my back.
And so, yes. And normally I solve that by saying, "Honey, turn around." And so you get on your side, and then you don't snore anymore. But it was all night long.
Yeah, I don't know what was wrong with me.
I don't know what was wrong, but it kept me up.
So but then, at 2:30, when you poked me for the last time and said, "I can't sleep," I said, "Do you want a sleeping pill?"
I said, "Yes."
And you said, "Yes.
Yes, please.
Half a bottle, please."
Oh.
And then I went to get you the pill and brought it back to bed, and you said, "I'm going to need water," and I said, "It's in the bathroom."
I know. You wouldn't even give that to me. So then I get up to get water, to take this like horse pill.
It wasn't that. It was a generic
or whatever
thing over
it
the
was.
Counter.
It was like a Target label. And I come back, and I discover the secret behind why the bed shakes so much.
Oh, no.
With your kicking behaviors.
Uh-huh.
Anyway, so finally I fall asleep with the sleeping pill.
Yeah.
And then I get up this morning.
I think, how long do you think it took you to fall asleep once you took the pill?
Probably half an hour.
And then you were out for the whole rest of the night?
Yes.
Okay. So what time did I wake you up?
8:30.
Well, I woke you up at 8 o'clock first.
And I said, oh, God, please let me sleep a half an hour more. Which you did. And so then I came home. Of course, I was exhausted because we did we do our wine reviews and all of this. And so we went to Oasis Vineyard.
Right.
Where they remembered us. And they're like one of the biggest wineries in Virginia. They're going to do all kinds of nice things for us. So we tasted wine. And then I was exhausted because I had to deal with Snoreen all night long. And we had a lovely day at Oasis, and they treated us very, very nice. In fact, we got a free glass of their champagne.
Yes.
And so I took a nap because I was very tired. And then Snoreen says to me, honey, wake up. I've been bitten.
No, I said I've been stung by a bee.
I've been bitten by a vicious dog.
No, I didn't say that.
And so I said, oh, honey, where did the Rottweiler bite you?
You're making this up.
And then you showed me this red dot on the top of your head.
But it stung like hell.
And I'm telling you, like a pin prick. It was so small. So I said, well, honey, it's just like a dot. It's like a red dot dot on the top of your head. I don't think it's a bee because nothing's swollen. Oh, it hurts. Put Neosporin on it. So awakened, jostled from my lovely nap, I lovingly applied the Neosporin.
And it took for like 3 hours for it to stop stinging.
In the meantime, I got up from my nap and my back was killing me. Lovingly, Archer took out his heating pad.
The heating pad.
We were like two old ladies with our insect bites and bad backs, sitting on the sofa.
Our ailments.
Watching the nightly news.
You know, while you're chatting, I'm going to open up Skype and just see if anybody's there, if we have any voicemail on there.
Yeah.
And maybe Ramble Redhead will be there. But you know what? Let's talk about just briefly what we saw on the news about global warming.
Yeah.
Do you remember that story?
Well, the National Academy of Sciences confirms that human activity has affected temperatures in the atmosphere that is the warmest it's been in 400 years.
400 years and possibly 2,000 years, they said.
Yeah. Well, but I think, you know, I've talked about this before about not projecting fears. What the Bush administration has been very good at doing is encouraging the American people, rather than dealing with what should we fear, we've projected our fears onto something outside and then stomped on it. Well,
right.
That hasn't worked. It hasn't gone away. What should we fear? And this is one of the things we should fear. We're using up the fossil fuel. Let's say, even if you're like a rabid log cabin conservative and you don't believe global warming is real, and you're going to ignore all the evidence from international science. I mean, this is like an international belief. It's a consensus now amongst a majority of scientists. It's not just a handful of outliers who are, you know, saying that the sky is falling. It's an international consensus. Actually, those who say it's not real are the minority.
That's an extremely small percentage.
Well, they usually get their paychecks from the American government.
There you go.
But anyway, but let's assume you don't believe global warming is real and you're a young log cabin conservative. Well, do we really think it's healthy to be spewing pollutants in the atmosphere? Why do we drink
Why do we drink bottled water these days? What's wrong with what's coming out of the tap?
What does that tell you?
The water isn't safe to drink. Why do we have smog alerts? Here in Washington, we see people walking down the street or jogging or what have you. Yes, eat your chocolates. We know you're eating it. Well, why do we see folks with the face masks? Because the smog is so high. Why do we have to have smog alerts? Because the environment is not healthy. So whether you believe in global warming or not, we can agree it is not a healthy thing to pollute the environment.
That's true.
That human behavior has created an unhealthy environment. And then unless we change it, we are only harming ourselves. That's what I mean, the global warming critics, those who still want to have their heads in the sand or up some other orifice. after dealing with a terrible hurricane season, which we have never seen hurricanes so intense, or winters so warm, or droughts so severe. Well, how much evidence do you need?
Mm-hmm.
Or maybe you just want to believe, well, it's just the natural cycle of things, and we're in a warming cycle. Well,
not are the you temperature drinking, for 400 years.
Are you drinking bottled water? Or are you drinking the crap out of the tap? Do you go outside when they give smog alerts, or is it too unhealthy for you to walk outside? Do you really believe that polluting the atmosphere with fossil fuels, acid rain, do you believe that is not real? Acid rain is a figment of the imagination? Well, if you're drinking bottled water, if you're staying indoors when it's 95 and too polluted to walk outside, if you really believe that these activities are inhibiting your health, then obviously you believe that human activity has affected the environment, and it's time to make some changes.
And that study that they found that's the highest temperature in 400 years was commissioned by a Republican.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay, well, I just noticed something. I'm eating these Lindor truffles.
Yeah, which really, normally you don't like.
I know, but this milk chocolate one's very good. But I'm noticing as you were talking, it says serving size, 3 balls.
Well, honey, I only have 2.
I know, so you're not even a serving size.
Well, then you better have 2 or 3 more.
Well, I can't open this yet because I need to talk.
How many balls can you fit in your mouth at one time?
4.
I'll have to see it to believe it.
Well, get a friend and I'll show you.
Oh.
Mm-hmm. Get it?
Well, anyway. We'll have to see. Would you like to have 4 balls in your mouth?
No, that would be very...
Would you choke on them?
I might. They have low hangers.
Wow. Well, we should have had Los Lonely Boys backstage.
Yes, we should have.
Bet you could have sucked those balls dry.
Speaking of Los Lonely Boys, at the very end of this show...
They were hot. Well, the lead singer was hot. I can't say enough. I think he's a hottie.
I know you do. At the very end of the show, I'm going to play that song, Dream.
Yeah. Now, we had fun, though. We had fun.
We did. We do need to start to wrap this up because I do need to let the listeners know that there will not be a show on Monday.
Why?
Because we are going away this weekend.
Oh, that's right. We're going to visit a friend.
We're going to visit my artist friend, Bob, in the northern neck of Virginia. And we are planning to be gone Saturday, Sunday, and Monday. So, at the earliest,
Who will be Des Noodle?
Well, I believe you're going to take off your clothes.
Am I going to take my panties off?
You are going to be naked in the woods.
You mean people will see my penis?
Why are you putting your mouth so close to the microphone?
I'm shocked.
But you could do that without having to distort the
sound. You didn't tell me that I would have to expose my genitals.
I did, too. You said, oh, I'd be glad to because I'm an exhibitionist.
You've never taken photographs of my penis.
Yes, I have. Yes, I have. Many times.
What have you done with those photographs?
They're in my iPhoto. Anyway, I want to wrap this up, sweetie. So I just want to let the listeners know that there will not... stop. That there will not be a show on Monday.
I'm irritating you. I know. Well, we can wrap up by saying, yes, we are going to visit his heterosexual artist friend.
Right.
I will be taking my panties off. You might see nude pictures of me. And we are going to also visit a couple of wineries.
Actually, I'm thinking about 5 wineries. Do you think we can get to 5 in that time?
I don't know. I think there might be just one we're going to like, to be honest with
you. Oh, I didn't say like. I said visit.
Yeah.
But I'm thinking that we'll probably get to 5 wineries.
Well, let's do like a 1 minute update about where we are at the Virginia Passport. We've
come a very long way. Should I time you? Okay, ready?
Well, we have, how many stickers do we have?
Go.
We have between 20 and 30 stickers.
29, I counted them.
Okay, well, 20, you're interrupting.
I'm sorry.
All right, so we have to get at least 40 and probably more.
Right.
So we have 11 more to go. However, the wineries we're going to visit this weekend are pretty weak, and there's probably only one we're going to like.
Right.
However, we will let you know what we conclude as a result of our tastings.
There you go. That was a perfectly 1 minute wrap-up.
Yeah.
Very good. All right, boys and girls, thank you all for the messages, John Ong and Beth and Ramble Redhead. And right at the end of the show, when I stop talking, you're going to start to hear the song, the live recorded song Heaven at the Wolf Trap Center for the Performing Arts that we went to last night. So, boyfriend, until next time.
Goodbye.
Until next time, boys and girls. Bye.
We've had a beautiful night tonight, everybody. Thank you so much for a wonderful evening.
Thank y'all so much, everybody. We love y'all. God bless y'all. It's strange to know one of you.
We love you too. Sing the fucking song.
Told you, you were right.
Goodbye. 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 Goodbye.